Leader!
Order, order.
Parliament's been adjourned for the past week, and although there was some activity in the committee rooms, none of the meetings were open to the public. So it was pretty quiet around the House, and looking for someone to talk to on Wednesday, I popped into the Speaker's office and found Lockwood Smith at his desk.
Flew down last night. I'd been working in my electorate.
That's the electorate of Rodney, which he's held for National since 1996. Before that, though, he was National's MP in Kaipara. He was first elected there in 1984, which means he's been in Parliament for 25 years and is now the Speaker.
The reason why I come down when Parliament's not sitting is, as Speaker, I actually have a number of, I have a sort of a ministerial role, if you like, outside of the debating chamber. I chair the Business Committee of Parliament. I chair the Parliamentary Service Commission. I'm the responsible minister for the Parliamentary Service, responsible minister for the Office of the Clerk, the responsible minister for the Officers of Parliament. Now, that covers the Controller and Auditor General, the Office of the Ombudsman, and the Parliamentary Commission of the Environment. And as part of all of that, I also chair the Parliamentary Corporation. So, you know, when Parliament's not sitting, I take the opportunity to actually deal with some of the administrative work involved in all of that.
Start with Parliamentary Services. You're responsible for that, but the Prime Minister is responsible for Ministerial Services.
Correct.
Could you tell us what the difference is between those two services?
Ministers and their needs, like their accommodation, their staffing of their offices in the beehive, that kind of thing, is administered by Ministerial Services, and that's paid for. The responsible minister for that is the Prime Minister. I'm responsible as Speaker for all other members of Parliament. And I'm responsible for that via the Parliamentary Service. And the Parliamentary Service pays all MPs, apart from ministers, all their salaries, administers all the electorate offices members have and makes sure they're compliant with the law, acts as the employer, the official employer for the electorate agents and our office staff here in Wellington. So Parliamentary Service is actually quite a big government department, with a few hundred employees and quite a big workload in making sure all of that administration, if you like, of Parliament is carried out smoothly.
Last week, the main topic in the media was all about MPs' expenses and allowances. Yet there was no discussion at all of that inside the House. Why was that, do you think?
Well, I think in the House, members are focused when they're questioning ministers on the real issues that are affecting the whole of New Zealand. For example, in the last week, there have been questions around the government's targets for climate change. I mean, that if the nature of those targets could have a profound impact on New Zealand's future, questioning the government over its handling of the every day, this questioning of the handling of the economic recession that New Zealand's been in. I mean, these things affect the lives of all New Zealanders, and that's why members of Parliament are focused on that. I guess technically, when it comes to some of the expenses issues, as Speaker, I'm the responsible minister, and you can't actually question the Speaker in Parliament. So I guess technically that affects that to some extent. However, the Speaker can be questioned during estimates and consideration of the financial reviews. The minister can be put in the chair like any other, can be put in the chair like any other minister and questioned on those matters then.
And as it happened, there was an opportunity to do exactly that last week during the annual estimates debate, part of the budget process. That debate began on Wednesday, kicking off as usual with a look at spending in areas under the control of the Speaker and the Prime Minister. But there were no questions, possibly because MPs were interested in more important things than their expenses.
And I'm very happy to have my work as Speaker examined that way, because since I've been Speaker, I've halved the cost of running this office.
How did you do that? What did you cut out?
Well, I employ fewer people because I just couldn't justify the workload that I have as Speaker. I couldn't justify employing so many people. So I employ fewer people, and as Speaker, I drive myself so that I use less of the chauffeur-driven Crown cars. That's quite expensive to use them. Now, I don't expect anyone else to do that. I just happen to do that because it's an area I can help save costs. I don't mind driving myself.
Among the other tasks that you have is acting as a landlord for the whole building.
Yes.
Could you explain that? How did you arrange your own wedding, for instance? Did you negotiate with yourself?
Well, the facilities here are available to be used by people who are connected to Parliament, so long as it's not a party political purpose. And I don't think my wedding was a party political purpose. But of course, I have to pay for the resources I use, for the food and drink use at the reception in the Grand Hall there. Many thousands of dollars I had to pay for all of that.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, and he'll be back on Tuesday to run Question Time when the House resumes at 2. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.